We'll make that a new liturgical action, the picking up of the flower. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's been 40 days, people. No hallelujahs. It just gives you a sense of joy. I love it. I love this celebration. We have just celebrated one great ceremony over the course of the last 3 days. We have just celebrated the institution of the Eucharist at the Last Supper on Holy Thursday. And then we celebrate Jesus fulfilling the promise that he made at the Last Supper when he does offer his body for us and his blood is poured out for us on the cross. And as we experience that sense of desolation with the apostles, with his first disciples, imagining seeing our Lord and Savior, the one in whom we placed all of our hopes, crucified, ended. And then only to come to this celebration, the culmination of the Triduum, where we celebrate the resurrection of Christ. This news breaks forth. The tomb is empty, and the linen wrappings are just lying there. And they go, and they are amazed. And that is supposed to be the joy that fills each and every one of us as we celebrate this Easter. Peter does not focus on his weakness. He doesn't focus on the fact that he has denied Christ 3 times. But instead, he's the one that gets up and he'll go and he'll run to see. To see if this is true. If that which was spoken of before his crucifixion has really come true. And then he's just amazed. He turns back to God. And that indeed is the call in this Easter season for each and every one of us. As we celebrate the resurrection of Christ, not just today and tomorrow, but for the next 50 days, the celebration of Easter. So children, 50 days you get to eat chocolate. You only had to give it up for 40 days. You get to eat it for 50 days. Okay, I'll let your parents deal with that. But you're here, so you might as well get some good out of it, right? Come on. But it is. It's a 50-day celebration of the resurrection of Christ. The change of the colors in the church change. And we are about to celebrate this white, this new life, this lighted candle. I love the celebration. The way the light of the candle, which symbolizes the resurrected Christ, spreads throughout the church. And spreads throughout the world. And it symbolizes our faith going to every corner of the world and the light of Christ dispelling the darkness of doubt, the darkness of sin, the darkness of living with our own sense of denial of Christ. After the homily, we are going to bless the holy water. And then we are going to have an opportunity to renew our baptismal promises. Those promises that were made for most of us by our parents when we were infants, we get to say them today for ourselves and respond, I do. I do believe in God the Father. I do believe in Jesus Christ. And I do believe in the Holy Spirit and the grace that he gives to me each and every moment of my life. I believe. It's an action. It's a believing with every ounce of our being. And it is, in essence, a time for each and every one of us to be like Peter and to turn back from maybe some of those times in our own life, in whatever state or form we have denied Christ, and to turn back and again profess with clarity of heart and mind that I do believe, and I do worship, and I do love God. And that is the whole message of this Easter. Death died on the cross. Sin lost the battle on the cross. Christ is the victory over sin and death, and we are called to participate in that. And now he wants each and every one of us to take this message in our lives, in our very being, and take it out into the world and share it with others. And it's an incredible calling. An incredible calling, if you think about it. God chooses to work through human beings. He chose to work through Moses in the reading we heard, in leading the people of Israel out of slavery. God just didn't do it. He didn't speak to each and every member, but he chose Moses. And when they're stuck at the Red Sea and Moses says, "Lord, now what?" God says, "Don't ask me. Go and raise your staff. You do something." And by doing that, he allows God to work through him. And for each and every one of us, as we constantly turn back to God and realize that our focus is on his resurrection, on his grace, on his mercy, and on his forgiveness, and the glory of God, that we then turn and we allow God to work through us. In the same way, the people of Israel could not have been saved without Moses. In the same way, the church would not have been led without Peter turning back. In the same way, God wants to continue to enter our world and work through us to bring about his glory, his love, his mystery in our world. And it will only be through us willing to embrace his gift of the resurrection. And today, as we celebrate the Eucharist again, we have the joy and the pleasure of receiving the glorified and resurrected body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, so we can take that which we receive into our world.